Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
the all-wise, wonderful, living God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. We'll be coming for you on today. Once again, give you the word of God. Trust in the name of Jesus that as we come before you on today, praise God. God comes with a powerful anointing, praise God, allowing us in Jesus' name to be able to bring you the word of God, trusting that God still is on the throne. God is an awesome God in the name of Jesus. We thank him for today and the blessings in which he's bestowed upon us on today. We give him praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. As we come before you on today, praise God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing us another opportunity to say thank you, Lord, allowing us another opportunity to show and share love to our neighbor and to just acknowledge that God is, through his Son, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank him for being God all by himself. Hallelujah. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and we continue forth on today with the reading of the Word of God. And as mentioned before, I always want to give all honor and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. I thank you for your provision. I thank you for today. Hallelujah. I thank you for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I do want to acknowledge all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, and Twitter in the name of Jesus. As I honor my God in the name of Jesus, I want to always honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, where on today we come forth with 8 years of marriage in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for allowing us to be strong and committed with one another. And through it all, we still trust God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honest and committed. No matter what, I love my wife just as God has loved the church. And he sent his only begotten Son. And so my commitment to my wife is definitely the greatest thing that I can make onto her. I love my wife just as Christ loved the church and died for the church. I just thank all those that are listening to continue to support us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends in Jesus' name. Once again, we're coming forth with the Word of God as we continue reading the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29 is where we are today. And I do want to acknowledge those that are out there that are homeless and the nomads, those that are sick, those that are shut in. We're going to pray for you that are struggling and stranded by the wayside, addicted to drugs and alcohol. We just pray as we come forth right now with the word of God. We want to pray for you as well. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on today, Father God, we want to pause just for a moment to say thank you. Thank you, dear God, for your grace. Thank you, dear God, for your mercy. And thank you, dear God, for all the love that was shed when you gave your only begotten Son, allowing us to come make it right in Jesus' name, accepting you, forgiving us of our sins and ask that, Lord God, continue to give us the strength to press on, to move forward and to seek your face diligently. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, as we pray for those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that those individuals, Father God, having difficulties and battling with addiction, we pray for those that are battling with that cords of addiction, asking that, Father God, you give them forth deliverance and healing in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name that we're able to stand in the midst of adversity as we go through our life experiences. Lord God, we pray, asking that you continue to press on in our life. Use us to be the best that we can be for you in Jesus' name. Rendering our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and reasonable service. As we continue forth speaking your word, we ask that we continue to not be conformed to this world and yet continue to be transformed, hallelujah, by the renewing of our mind. And we put on the whole armor to resist the wiles of the enemy. And we be so careful, again, to give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are as your spirit and your anointing continue to reign and move through these radio waves in Jesus' name. We be so careful to give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And it's always good that we give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is, because just for today, but tomorrow is not promised. There's many of us out there that are going through a few things, but we pray for those even that have gone through the COVID issues that are transferring in society today. We pray for those that are dealing with the repercussions or dealing with the situation that transpired after taking a shot. We pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, for healing to be upon each and every person that is battling or going through any of the after effects of the shot. Father God, we pray at the sound of my voice, by the Holy Spirit in the communion, Father God, of the anointing, with the anointing, that those that have been affected, we speak healing right now in Jesus' name. So let it be said, so let it be received. Hallelujah, and glory to your name. Once again, here's a power-packed opportunity to read the Word of God, coming forth from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29. Amen, amen. Once again, let us read. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called on to all Israel and said unto them, ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land, the great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs of those great miracles. Yet the Lord hath not given you a heart to proceed, the eyes to see, and the ears to hear, unto this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thine shoe is not waxing old upon thy foot. Ye have not eaten bread, neither have ye drunk wine or strong drink, that ye might know that I am the Lord your God. And when you come into this place, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, come out against us unto battle, and we smote him. And we took the land and gave it for an inheritance unto the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, in the half-tribe of Manasseh. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, and ye may prosper in all that you do. Ye stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders and your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and your strangers that is in the camp, from the hewer to of thy wood unto the drawer of thy water, that thou should have entered into the covenant with the Lord thy God, and into the his oath, with the Lord thy God maketh thee this day, that he may establish thee today for the people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God, as he has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto thy father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day, before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. For you know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we come through the nations which ye pass by, and ye have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone and silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you men or women or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from nation. Lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. And it came to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace. Now I walk in the imagination of mine heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smote against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him. And the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. And the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up against you, and the stranger that shall come from the far land shall say, when you see this plague of that land, and the sickness which the Lord hath laid upon it, and that the whole land thereof is brown, brimstone, and salt, and burning, and it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Even our nations shall say, well, has the Lord done this unto this land? That meaneth the heat of this great anger, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against this land, and bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And the Lord rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land. And it is this day. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Chapter 30. came to pass when all these things are come upon thee, and blessing and the curses which I have sent before thee, and thou shalt come then mine among all the nations which the Lord thy God hath given thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children with all thy heart and with all thy soul, then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee for all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the utmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he set thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy father. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart, and the Lord, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecute thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all the commandments which I command this day. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy father, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep the commandments in his statutes which are written in this book of the law. And if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thine soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall give up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. So I have set before thee this day life and live, life and good, and death and evil. We're going to take a short break, and we will return in just a moment.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
I just couldn't take life anymore.
had a witness in here.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? Someone here today.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Once again, I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you. In the name of Jesus, with the powerful anointing upon my heart and my life. I want to continue reading the Word of God out of the book of Deuteronomy. Just for a moment, we had to take a break, a pause, to handle a quick issue. But we're fine. It's not major or anything like that. But praise God. Pray for me. Once again, we're still in Deuteronomy, chapter 30, and we're going to pick up at verse 13. Amen. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, O shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, and thy mouth, and thy heart, and thy mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish. Ye shall not prolong your days unto the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, and he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Chapter 31. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in, as also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will give over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou that shalt possess them, and Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said, and the Lord shall do unto them he did King Sion and on Og, kings of Ammonites, and unto the land of them whom he destroys. And the Lord shall give them up before your feet, that ye may go on to them according to all that I commandment, which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth. Go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called to Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou mayest go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto the fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is that doeth good, go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests and the sons of Levi, bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the law of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall teach, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men, women, and children, and thy stranger that is within the gate, they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. And that children, their children which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as ye live in a land whither ye go from Jordan to possess it. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach that thou mayest die. All Joshua, set yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may go and give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. The Lord appeared in the tabernacle in the pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy father, and this people will rise up and go a whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant. which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day. And I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they still say, I, in that day, are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us. And I will surely hide my face in that day. For all that evil which they have shall have wrought, in that they are turned into other gods. Now, therefore, write ye this song for you, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put in their mouth that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swore unto the fathers that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. That I shall come to pass when my evil and trouble are dissolved them, that this song shall testify out of the mouth of their seed. For I know their imaginations which they go about, even now before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a charge, and said, be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore unto them, and I will be with thee. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law, put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for the witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribe and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ear, and cause heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death, ye will utterly corrupt yourself and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, that evil will befall you latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord and provoke him to anger through the work of your hand. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. We're going to conclude the reading, and we will come up in Deuteronomy chapter 32 on tomorrow. But once again, we do truly thank you for joining us here on today and reading the Word of God. Amen. Amen. We're going to pick up again on chapter 32 without any interruption, God willing, on tomorrow. For on tomorrow, this will be the song of Moses that we will be reading. Once again, God bless you. Thank you for joining us on today. Jesus loves you. So do I. And once again, stand.
Take a step, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes, all God's children just stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Whoa.
And for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with
Him. Hey, whoa, hey.
We'll bring our law. And when you're all
and
alone,
believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, and least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it,
you stand.
Oh, mm-hmm. Stand for holy.